Okay, just to let you know, I got tape rolling, and we're talking with Joe Erickson, a new superintendent of schools for Southwest Valley. And Joe just took over on the job here on July 1st. How are you feeling coming into this new position and your first couple of days?
It's still just kind of living in the excitement. There's a lot going on, a lot to stay busy and stay active, but still just kind of living off of that high of the excitement of everything that's going on.
So I understand you're from the area. Talk a little bit about your decisions and what was exciting for you to take this position in Southwest Valley.
Yeah, so there's definitely family in the area. Grew up south of Messina and still have a couple brothers up there. Brother and mother over in Red Oak and sister over in Norwalk. So kind of from where I'm at, personal standpoint, it's really, really attractive to me, not to mention the family and friends and relationships of everyone that I still have back in the area. In terms of the district, I think looking at it, there was a lot through the interview process and the search process that are really, really attractive. You know, I've talked about the things they do for the community, from the wellness center to the child care that's in place, things they've got in place academically that are really exciting. And then just especially the interview process. So impressed by even the students that were part of the interview process and how they handled everything. The deeper questions that they asked was really incredible. The staff was fun to engage with and just very much felt with the board that our values really closely aligned. And so can't say enough about how fortunate I feel I am coming into Southwest Valley.
You mentioned things that are impressive to you academically. What are those things that stood out to you there?
Yeah, you know, one of the things I've really enjoyed and might get specific with was one of the board meetings I was in Villisca was the way that the principal, Mrs. Timmerman, was breaking down the information they've received from Iowa assessments and even talking about, you know, how that connected back to the classroom and what things look like. So the idea that it's not just the results themselves, not just the test scores, but how those are being used and what that means to them as a district as part of a continual process of improvement. It's not just one time that they did really well. It's built into how are they continuing to do better. And that, to me, just says volumes about not any one year, but just the process they have in place as a district.
That must say something good about the kids, but also good about the faculty. Are there any challenges, do you feel like, on the staff? Has there been a teacher shortage in the district? Because there's a lot of districts that are kind of going through that right now.
Yeah, I think that's definitely fair across the state, really across the entire nation, the challenge that's taking place and the competition that's there. There's definitely been some positions that have worked to get filled, and we've got a few contracts that we would hopefully be offering here in July to go ahead and get put in place. Again, I would go back to some of the contracts that were out there. Some things I found really encouraging was I believe a staff member had left the district, tried and experienced something else, and really said that she was ready to come back to the district. You know, beyond the test scores, that just also says volumes about the culture of the staff and where everything would be in terms of how they interact with each other, the work that they want to be able to be a part of along with the administrators.
Sometimes superintendents have to deal with the two Fs, the faculty and the facilities. I know the high school is a little bit older there. What are the challenges from a facility standpoint that you might have to face?
You know, I would say that was one of the things that I think I look at as I go around the district that can really give Mr. Fenster a lot of credit for. In the process of finishing up a little over a $19 million project for an elementary building here in Corning, and I would tell you, I tried to share with a lot of people, I'm blown away by Estes, the board, and Mr. Fenster. It's the first school project I've seen that is both on budget and, at least as of right now, and I'm knocking on wood while I'm saying this, Chris, it's on schedule too. And I just don't experience that. That's incredible. As I go through the buildings in Villisca, you know, got up on the roof with Mr. Bissell at one point last week just to check things out. Everything appears to be in great shape. Going through the buildings, there is just a sense of pride. Just very impressed with how they've projected their image and being able to show what we want to see as Southwest Valley Timberwolves.
So just to clarify, the elementary school is now open or will be open?
It will be open. Honestly, I think our walkthrough, final walkthrough scheduled for January 14th, or excuse me, not January. That would be incredible or really disastrous, depending on which January, but July 14th, I should say. July 14th, we would walk through everything, put together a punch list of the final things, but I was just down there yesterday, and I would tell you, it's in great shape. Again, I'm knocking on wood because I don't want to jinx that, but so impressed of the work that's been done. Now, I've kind of been in there off and on the last 3 months, and I just can't say enough about Adam, and especially Ryan and Estes, the way they've coordinated everything.
So when is it going to be used this year or next year then?
Correct, this year. So this sorry year. About that. I threw that out with January and threw things off. It's July 14th. We should walk through it. I have been tentatively saying August 1st. I really think we'll have staff in the building and have students coming in. I think August 25th. Off the top of my head, might be the first day with kids.
Wow. So a new elementary school. It's kind of a great situation for you to come into that. It's usually the challenge is to try and find the money and deal with the funds and to have a new facility built. And you're coming into a position where all that work has been done.
I've given Mr. Fenster a lot of credit, and he and I've had a number of conversations. And I keep coming back to super grateful for the leadership that he's put in place here. That's the number one thing, but also the idea that we're going to have a new building there. And again, like we say, it's really nice how maybe the high school, the buildings in Villisca have been kept up to date, but it's going to be new school down there, and that it brings its own special feeling to everything.
So are there any other challenges that you foresee that you might have to deal with here in the next couple of months, or other than just adapting to a new school year, which starts at the end of August?
Yeah, I think the big thing right now is just really starting to connect with everyone. It's a district that I worked for about 20 years ago, and so definitely have some connections and ties to the district here. But I do think starting to connect to everyone and understand how they're doing, what they're doing, so that I can come in and, you know, keep things going well, or if there's improvements we can find, we can work on those things together. But there is a lot of connections that I'm making right now, even the last few weeks and the upcoming month. That's probably what I would say is the biggest priority that I would have looking forward.
Yeah. What is the most rewarding thing about being a superintendent these days?
I will say I have absolutely loved when we've built systems and have things in place so that we are truly serving everyone in the district. I've really appreciated in my former district at North Iowa and Buffalo Center, there were truly teachers that were advocating for what they needed, and it was our job to figure out as administrators how we were going to support them and put those things in place. And it really got to the point there where my transportation director, maintenance director, they had solutions for a lot of the challenges even as they came up, and they were ready to work through those things. The way they work together, like I would say that for me is one of the things that it gives me the most pride, but also feels the absolute most rewarding is when they're having conversations about what the solutions are going to be rather than just honing in and maybe focusing on the challenge itself.
Well, Joe, really appreciate your time and best of luck in your new position. Thanks so much.
Hey, Chris, I really appreciate, you know, everything you do for everyone in the area. The radio station, the media we have here is phenomenal to go ahead and provide the coverage that you do. So I just wanted to tell you thank you for that.
Joe Erickson, the new superintendent of schools at Southwest Valley here on KSOM.